Across the ancient world, sages and seers mapped the great cycles of time. They spoke of the Kali Yuga, the age of density and delay, when time was heavy and manifestation was slow. For thousands of years, humanity has lived under this gravity, believing that change must take time, that the future is always ahead of us. But the great prophecies told of another age, the Satya Yuga, the Golden Age, when time itself would transform. Today, physics confirms what the mystics always knew. Time is not fixed. Neuroscience shows the brain can be rewired in moments. Technology mirrors this acceleration. Information flows instantly. AI responds before thought completes. The outer world reflects the shift in the inner world. We are stepping out of the age of delay. In this new frequency, the gap between intention and manifestation can dissolve. The thought and its fulfillment can be one movement. Time is no longer the container in which you live. It is a fluid medium that bends to the precision of your awareness. This is the next stage in human evolution, where consciousness and creation are inseparable, and the future is no longer something you wait for. You live it now.
Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Pillai's Golden Age Mastery Series, a two-part experiential immersion into living the quantum now, the field where all realities coexist and you already are what you desire. Dr. Pillai is a master from the Tamil Siddha tradition of southern India, as well as a spiritual scientist and inventor of multiple technologies. In this session, he is going to merge ancient Siddha wisdom and modern science to transmit the frequency of the quantum now through two transformative practices. The first is experiencing the timeless, spaceless quantum field, and then he'll immerse us into the breathless bliss of the eternal now. Dr. Pillai, thank you so much for joining us. And please guide us into the quantum field beyond time and space.
This is a great moment. When I say a moment, it's time. But the moment I am talking about is a momentless moment, a moment without movement. I kept silent because I just wanted you to experience something beyond the mind, beyond language, beyond understanding. And how can I do that? I don't have to do that, but it has already been done. How? We just, I'm in a space where space is created. And what is that space? A spaceless space where every yuga is created. Yuga is the large time frame where we go through experience of different states of consciousness. Since I am limited by time in the temporal sense, I just want to mention to you that we are entering into a different age called the Golden Age or Satya Yuga. It doesn't make sense that somebody should be rich and then people should fight for making more money using AI. That's ridiculous. But it's all going to fall apart. It is already falling apart. Because we are all going to have a different brain, a different consciousness. It is not identity with matter. So I am talking to you from that space which creates the different yugas or epochs. And I just returned from the temple where Lord Shiva creates a new consciousness with the help of the goddess and then the marks of the Shiva and then the mark of the goddess. So there on my third eye, here represented the white vibhuti is what is the highest intelligence, and the red mark, which is the goddess gives a divine matter. So what is going to happen is complete mystery. In that mystery, what will happen is everybody has a chance, everyone, to experience evolution of the highest kind, meaning that the human becomes the divine or angelic. And how can that happen? When we get beyond space, beyond time, they are all together. Our body is space. We are occupying this space. It does not exist, but we think that we are, it's existing. Nothing exists. I think, therefore, I am is no longer true. The Buddha said differently. If you think you are not, I think, therefore, I am is false. And he is referring to the different I. The science refers to a different I. Where is that I consciousness? That is a limitation. That is time. That is space. And time doesn't exist. Space doesn't exist. It exists because the mind exists. And the mind identity exists. And the mind disappears when you go to sleep. And in the morning, the world wakes up with the mind. And you are going to learn the consciousness that you are able to know that nothing exists. You are just quantum reality. You are emptiness, according to the Buddha. You are emptiness. You don't exist. You are everywhere. You are entangled. You are superpositioned. You are non-local. All these are scientific terms now. So we have to get to that level, but we don't have to do anything except ignite your consciousness. And I'm going to use all different methods. The one is just, I appeared before you with the highest substance. By looking at me and your world, your higher self will know. Without time, without space. It's not going to be mysterious. Otherwise, there is no hope for this world. Fighting for money, but dying of cancer, ridiculous. Aging is ridiculous. Nothing exists, but it looks as though we live in the now. And this now is created by this mind. Identity with time and space, which do not really exist. And we are identifying ourselves with that which doesn't exist. And that is as simple as that. So what has to happen is a different consciousness. And that consciousness sets in, the mind disappears. We know the mind disappearing during this sleep. But then sleep is a different state of consciousness where you lose your consciousness. In an enlightened condition, you don't lose anything. There is no sleep. The matter doesn't exist, only the photon exists, which is the light that you are that exists. This was the teaching of Swami Ramalingam. Hey, there is no pain. There was a question that was put to Sam Altman, what about pain? No, I don't know. That's about consciousness. And he was honest. But he did say that the disease will disappear. And there is no treatment. There is treatment necessary, but that will be done as fast as ChatGPT, or faster than that. Is that all true? Going to be true? Yes. Yes. How? And that is the program is about. I'm just here to help you to ignite your own consciousness, which is dormant now. And that is the only way that humanity can find a solution for a problem that really doesn't exist, but a misidentity with the body, with hunger. Just imagine if you are not hungry, what will happen? You'll be in bliss. And what makes you hungry is the false identity with the body and being subjected to the body's consciousness. This teaching is not new. It is the teaching of the golden age, and I invite you all, and I'm delighted to initiate this process. I did not think in the morning that I would go to the temple. This is the place where a new world order can be created only but through Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, he ends the old type of consciousness where you are subjected to time and space and misidentity with the body, pain and pleasure, and then aging and death. All these are nonsense. The now will be transcended into the divine now. All this is not just theoretical, baseless, imaginative science fiction. It's not science fiction. 1938, the Manhattan Project really happened. The ship went into the hyperspace, and what happened to the brain of the people? And we talk about the ChatGPT people are talking about 1938, like situation where we are able to understand the hyperspace and its relationship with the human brain. And people jumped off into the from the ship and got into the ocean. But it is going to happen now. It is happening, it is already happening now. And we are really going to experience the end of suffering now. How do we do that? As I said, time and space will change by itself. It is going to vibrate in a different way than it had been in the age of suffering, which is Kali Yuga, where we were deluded, where we were deluded and we were blah-blahing all day long, morning, now the cell phone and everything, and all that will be will disappear. And now the proof is coming from AI. AI is going to do that. Not this AI, but the AI of super intelligence, or AGI, artificial general intelligence. I have my own version of that. And that version is being offered to you during this program. I'm delighted to teach this program. And I would want to make this will evolve many, many people who are eligible to that. And then I want you to be part of that. The time has to disappear. How will it disappear? Think and manifest. Listen to the ChatGPT introduction, ChatGPT 5 introduction by Sam Altman. He says, the interview with the lady, what's her name? Cleo or Abraham. And he clearly says there should not be any delay. Questions should be answered even before you ask. It's a different world. It all boils down to one thing. Experience time from a different dimension. It's not about reading the conversation between David Bohm and Krishnamurti on Ending of Time. That is, of course, valuable, but not as valuable as the one that we are now being introduced to. This for real. So I'm talking more, but I will tell you one thing. If you take it seriously, while that I have spoken is to prepare your cause and effect based reasoning and mind. So I wasted that time, but this one, if you practice every second, you can get beyond time. There is no difference between a thought and its reality. If you think something, you have already manifested it in the one-dimensional world, but now during the, because we are living in a special time, you can also simultaneously experience it is already there. Where is the house? The house is here. Where is the money? The money is here. I remember one thing I asked my guru. He said that we should buy so many many SUVs, and we need it now. I said that it's not even possible. Even if we have the money, we won't be able to do it. And he said, he answered the question. He speaks a man of few words. As far as money is concerned, he said, the money is in the bank. I said, not in our account. He said, it does not matter. Money is in the bank. That's the truth. Why do you think that it is not yours? So that is the consciousness everybody should have. The money in the banks, all the banks, all yours. It's going to be that consciousness, and that is the now. So let me, so whenever you think a thought, it is manifesting. And you have to accept that deep down from your heart, then it's done. So that is the first technique of going beyond. Thought and object are one and the same. I put it in a different way. Idea and object are the same. Idea and the object. One cannot exist without the other, and time will collapse, space will collapse. And if you just hear only the few words that I have said within the past 2 minutes, you are done. And that is the technique. Let me stop here, and then I will come back and talk more about manifesting from not the temporal now, but the divine now, which you are already have been introduced due to the global universal frequency change. So I'll stop here.
And thank you, Dr. Pillai, for that very practical technique. Everyone, Dr. Pillai is going to return shortly for his next immersion into the breathless bliss of the eternal now and walk us further into the realm of manifestation. First, we have two guests that are going to share their groundbreaking experiences with manifesting by applying Dr. Pillai's principles. So first, I'd like to introduce Andres Ospina. He's a sales system expert who's experienced a dramatic jump in his career. And thank you for coming, Andres.
Thanks, Mohini. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm very grateful to be here. And just want to say I'm very grateful for everything that I've learned through Babaji's teachings. Just to share a massive transformation that I had recently. I'm just looking at my whiteboard where I have like all my sales stats and stuff like that. So I'm just going to read in 2024, my sales results was that I was averaging 28.96% conversion rate. So that's like how much I was closing on average. And since going deeper into Babaji's recent teaching that I learned from him, which is the divine equation, time equals money equals mind. I've just quantum leaped my results where I'm just like blown away by it. So far this year, and this happened in the last 3 months, I increased my average conversion rate from last year 28.96% to now 54.25%. And this month so far in August, I've taken 22 booked sales calls and I've closed 20 out of those calls. So I've been in sales for 7 years and I've never achieved those type of results. So my conversion right now this month is 90.91%, which is unbelievable to me. And so that was all from Babaji's teachings and, really me going a lot deeper in it. The two mantras that I repeat every single day that I learned from him: waiting is a waste of time, and time is not linear and fixed, but spiritual, fluid, and programmable. So now that I'm embodying these teachings and taking the theory into actual application, I've learned my awareness now is that I'm able to compress time. And I've experienced that my sales cycles have actually compressed and gotten a lot shorter. So when on average it used to take like maybe 7 days or 10 days, now it's taking one day or it's on the same call. And I'm also like visualizing the deals closing faster. And literally even before I get on the call, I can just feel energetically that I'm a lot more connected to the person. And it's like I just know that it's like a done deal. And then it ends up being that way. So, and then the other thing that's Babaji really helped me was being able to ask for higher help. Because even though these are phenomenal results for me, like I know that it's all not just my sales ability, even though I know that I am good, but I'm getting like higher help by connecting to like archetypes, specifically that control time and money. And I think my relationship and connection with them has for sure helped me get these results, and I just can't wait to go even deeper into it. And I feel like I'm only getting started. So thank you.
And thank you, Andres. It's fantastic to hear your story and how you put the principles into practice. So thanks so much. Our next guest is Laura Lin. She's a retired corporate attorney and law professor who had a major change in her life, and she had to manifest a comprehensive life solution for her entire family. Welcome, Laura. Laura, you're muted.
Thank you.
There we are.
Hello, everyone. I want to share a very personal story of how Dr. Pillai's manifestation principles helped me through a very difficult period of my life. Just about a year ago, my husband's Parkinson's disease worsened suddenly on both physical and cognitive level. And we realized that he needed 24/7 care. I was overwhelmed by his medical needs, so selling our house and finding the best place for him felt nearly impossible. That was when I committed to practicing Dr. Pillai's manifestation principles. And so what I did was I set clear intention of selling our house and finding the best assisted living facility for my husband. Then I practiced Dr. Pillai's manifestation principles through prayers and meditations as he taught. And lastly, I surrender everything, the whole process, to the divine. As Dr. Pillai teaches, when we let go of struggle and striving and trust in the divine field of instant manifestation that is beyond time and beyond the concept of cause and effect, miracles can happen. Well, it did for us. Within less than a month, we sold our house in a very difficult market, And we even received multiple bids, so we ended up with more money than we hoped for. And just within a couple of days of application, we were accepted into this beautiful senior living community where my husband is receiving excellent care as I speak. And our $30,000 entrance fee was waived, just like that. So I feel my story is a living proof that Dr. Pillai's manifestation principles are real, practical, and available to everyone. So it's my sincere hope that you will join me in the Golden Age Mystery School, where we will learn to access divine consciousness, dissolve our limitations, and discover for ourselves that miracles are the new normal for this golden age. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Laura. It's a very heartwarming story. So, everyone, let's return to Dr. Pillai as he guides us further into the realm of manifestation and gives us an experience of the bliss beyond the breath of the eternal now.
Duality. Is unreality. Duality is unreality. Unity is the reality. And when you live the unity consciousness, time disappears and there is instantaneous manifestation. Now the two nostrils are and nostril breathing are responsible for this duality. And when the breath, the unite and the pineal gland, then you will have a different breath, which is not oxygen. It is prana. And how do you unite it? Just by thinking about it. You don't have the technique for the golden age. It's just not alternate breathing. There are hundreds of different methods of uniting the two breath into one breath. And that breath happens within the pineal gland, in the physical body. In the subtle body, it is called the third eye. And when you are in the two eyes are also responsible for duality too. That's why the duality, the world of duality, are created by the delusionary power of the two eyes. That is why when the eyes get closed during sleep, the duality ends. You don't even know you are existing. Why? All because your eyes are closed. The building is still there. Since you are, the eyes are closed, you are not seeing them. Maya or delusion or duality are in the eyes, are in the breath. You can do this technique not in time, but outside time. And that outside time is the now. All that you do is you unite the two in breath and the out breath by just an act of attention on the third eye or the pineal gland. Just by thinking the pineal gland, which has a flame in the third eye right here, that's why I put this kumkum, the red dot and the white one, that sound and light unite. We are beginning to become superhumans. It's not through hard labor. Already it is happening through ChatGPT, because it's able to bring together nuclear physics, history, mathematics, chemistry, crystallography, all these into one. In my own personal experience, when in 3 years ago, when the FDA approved just for one molecule, three different cancers responded: pancreatic, glioblastoma, and AML, which is leukemia. One molecule, three disparate cancers. They gave us orphan drug designation and said, go and prove it on the human model, which we have started doing it in India. The reason why we are doing a pancreatic cancer and lung cancer, because that's the NSLC, which is a non-small cell lung cancer. These and oral cancer, these are the two for which we have been given permission to go and do phase two. Why? How? How can one molecule do this? This is a miracle. We are living in the miracle. Now, as I am talking about it a few moments ago, I was watching Mayo Clinic. 438 days, ahead of time, we will be able to detect a cancer, what this cancer is going to come. 438 days before, we will be able to, and then it's going to be. It's already happening everywhere. It's not in my case. I gave this example because the divine is working. The divine is working. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God. God said, let there be light. And when that happens, when the consciousness moves into the third eye. And the third eye, when it becomes active, the pineal gland, then there is the divine now. And you can manifest everything. And then the human becomes the divine. And that is what is happening during this time. And what we are going to experience is mysterious, yet miraculous happening. I'm very delighted to be part of the one who would explain and live myself. this unity. The unity is the ultimate reality. Diversity is delusion. Diversity is a delusion. And this is human evolution. The humans are going to be divine. So what you do, the second technique which I'm talking about, is just get into the third eye by thinking about it, then the divine now will happen. The first technique I said, just think about it, and this is an additional understanding of how you are going. In the first technique I said, just think about it. Now I am giving you the additional information. Think through the pineal gland, not through the frontal lobe, not the parietal lobe, but through the third eye, which is the pineal gland. When the attention moves there, momentarily the breath will become softer and softer and softer and ultimately disappears. So that's what all going to happen, not going to happen, which is just happening now, and it is the program will be started in a month or late, after a month later, but now you can start practicing this as of now. And I will also check what's happening to people when they live life following the breath that awakens the third eye and the belief system that you don't have to wait to get things in your life. As you think, they are happening. All dualities will end. And that is the real advantage of the golden age which we are getting into. It should be the norms for everybody to live a different consciousness. All the old concepts will disappear, and there is no doubt that it is the reality of the golden age. So I am delighted again. This bliss of manifesting everything instantaneously, without the body, without the mind, without anything, and experiencing this divine consciousness. You are consciousness, you are the divine consciousness. Bodily consciousness is not the consciousness. That is duality. Mind consciousness is duality. Beyond mind, beyond body, is your awareness. And awareness is you. You don't have to go to school to learn. You don't need to have time, because time itself doesn't exist. Space doesn't exist. And that is where, that is how we are all going to live the golden age. God bless, and I'm very thankful for Lord Shiva to take this message to you so that all will feel happiness and bliss and no disparity between anything. There is only one thing, that is unity, and that is God. God bless.
And thank you, Dr. Pillai, for your life-transforming presence, transmissions, and teachings. And we look forward to the next workshop with you next weekend on creating from the now. And we invite all of you to that, everyone. Now, you have all the tools that you need to get started living from the quantum field of the now. Dr. Pillai gave two very practical techniques that you can apply immediately to reshape your reality. And we're going to be joined by Pillai Center Master Coach Kalki Das, who is going to walk you through an integration exercise of these principles so that you can take them forward. But first, I just wanted to mention that if you go to chat and click on the link there, you'll be able to gain ongoing support for working these practices into your life. You can sign up for our Golden Age Manifesting email series. It will be a series of PDFs that will break down the teachings and the practices step by step so that you can apply them on a daily basis. And we'll also keep you updated about the launch of our Golden Age Manifesting AI bot, which will be your personal companion to give you a daily inspirational manifestation message from Dr. Pillai, as well as walking you through the practices that you learned in this workshop today, and also for the workshop next week. And there's another link in chat that you can click on, and that's to learn more about Dr. Pillai's Golden Age Mystery School, a rare opportunity to enter into an intensive training program with a master at the highest level who not only holds the knowledge of the most advanced human evolution within him, but can transmit that state of consciousness very powerfully through initiations. So we welcome you to take a look at that. And also you will be hearing from Mystery School hostess Gina in a few minutes, that she'll tell you about the wonderful support system that the program has. Now let's welcome Coach Kalki Das, who will walk us through actionable items that we can take in order to step forward into the quantum now.
Dr. Pillai's teaching has always been, waiting is a waste of time. And with today's empowerment, he has given us the transmission of living this as a reality in our day-to-day life, not just the old spirituality has been talking about the now, and people have been writing books about the now and discussing about the now, but not really living it as a reality in our day-to-day life. And I want to talk to you about two key factors that prevent most people from living in this field of the now, where you can manifest things almost out of the blue. It's not that it is out of the blue, it's our consciousness projecting it into reality when we are able to tap into the timeless moment. And one of the factors that really affects people is the need for deservability. We are conditioned to think that unless I work long hours for many, many years, I go through a lot of struggle, I have not earned the success if it comes too easily. So because we have this belief system at a consensus societal level, where we feel you have to work hard. We have been trained, bombarded with ideas like that, which is the Kali Yuga, the old consciousness. There is always a need to create delay. Subconsciously, unconsciously, our own self manufactures delays and obstacles. And that keeps on. That's why there are certain things in your life which you are able to accomplish very quickly. And there are other areas of your life, for years, for decades, you're trying to have a breakthrough in that area, but it's not happening. So it's very important in this golden age to release the need for deservability. And how do you do it? First, you have to acknowledge that, yes, I have this need to prove myself, that I'm better than others, that I have to work longer, harder. Why do I think like that? And especially with this new golden age consciousness that Dr. Pillai is revealing to us, everything is in the moment. So how do you address deservability? You have to become aware that you already deserve everything that you want, have wanted, and will ever want. And why is that? Because you are a part of the divine. We may not have fully experienced it, we may not have fully realized it, but we are a part of the divine. And being a part of the divine, there is nothing that we are undeserving of. So the best antidote for this need to work hard and struggle to prove ourselves, which is causing delay, is you're already divine. You're already part of God. And so accept that. So acceptance of that will open up this magical dimension of being in the moment and things happening miraculously. That's one. The second thing that we need to release is the pattern of reinforcing certain negative realities. There are some areas of our life where we feel it's very hard, it's very difficult, we have made it too real. For example, someone has made money very, very real in their life. They say, oh, money, I have to work hard for money. Money is hard. It's very difficult to make money. Or somebody says, relationships in these days are very tough. It's not easy to get a relationship. But there are other areas of your life you feel, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, I can just, if I just make up my mind, I'll be able to do it. So everything is a frequency. Health is a frequency, relationship is a frequency, money is a frequency, career is a frequency, your happiness and joy is a frequency. But we have a bias to in certain areas we feel that's more real, it's more serious, it's not that easy. So this is a false partition that we have created in our consciousness. You have to understand everything is a manifestation of your thought, and everything is an illusion created by thought. That's what Dr. Pillai was saying today from this place, which is Thiruvannamalai, from where he's transmitting this consciousness, that everything can be created if you're in the now, and everything is a product of our own thinking. So it's very, very important to identify the area of your life which you think is very hard, very difficult, takes a long time, and then give it the same attitude that this is an illusion. It's an outcome of my thoughts. It's an outcome of my attitude. It's an outcome of my belief system. And thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes are just psychological, and I can change them. And the moment I change them, these will also change. So release the need to reinforce certain areas of your life as being hard, difficult. Once you let go of these two invisible factors, you will find that you are able to manifest relatively easy, and things are beginning to change for you. So just reflect. The first step is to acknowledge that you're doing this and to see how you're doing it and to remember that you are a part of the divine, you already deserve, and to realize that because if you are part of the divine, you're also existing in the timeless, spaceless now, and therefore things should happen very miraculously, easily for you. So we need to accept the truth and then live and think according to this, and that will open up our resistance and allow us to open up to instant manifestation. Now, I want to leave you with a practical technique that Dr. Pillai has taught quite many, many years ago, but it's one of the most powerful technique, and I'm going to give you a 1 minute version of it, which is very easy to do. See, our ability to manifest is also capped by two things. One is our demand for structure. We want, give me a step-by-step guide. We are always looking for a logic. How will I accomplish this? How? Give me the steps. So that takes us away from the now. The moment you demand structure, the moment you demand steps, you are out, you're out of the now. The other is concept. The moment you try to live by a particular way, a particular strategy of doing things, again, you will be out of the now. The now is a delicate moment. The moment we try too hard to get it, we'll not be in the now. So We have to get into a state of consciousness where the now is effortless, where all possibilities already exist. Is there such a state of consciousness? Yes. It's called the causal body. We have a physical body. We also have an astral body. And much deeper is the causal body or the Karana Sharir. It's also known as the causal plane of existence. Our causal body exists in the causal plane. And why is it called the causal plane? Because that is where all the causes are. Everything in your life that has happened, that is going to happen, has been simulated by your own higher self from the causal plane, from your causal body. So if you want to change your life, the most efficient, the easiest, the fastest way is to get into this pre-structural, pre-conceptual consciousness of the causal body or the causal plane. And I'm going to give you Dr. Pillai's very simple, very precise, but extremely powerful technique to manifest whatever you want. So tonight, or whenever you're going to sleep, just close your eyes, go into your third eye, go into the pineal gland, like Dr. Pillai taught today, and then go up to the top of the head and then shoot up into the sky. And just imagine your subtle body going up, 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 passing many, many galaxies, going up, 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 until you reach a place which is called the causal plane. And this causal plane has beautiful rivers, beautiful mountains, absolute beauty of nature. And here you will imagine a palace made up of crystal, clear, you know, like a clear quartz crystal palace. And as you enter the palace, you will see a bed, a very beautiful bed made up of diamonds and jewels and rubies. And you will, with your causal body, which is completely transparent, which is like a crystal body, you will go and lay down on this crystal bed. And while you're laying down, visualize the job you want, the relationship you want, the health you want, the business you want, that you desire. Visualize it while you're on this crystal bed and then drop the manifestation and see your manifestation coming down to the astral plane, then coming down, down, down to the earth plane, and that has become a part of your life. And then you just open your eyes and you're done. And this is very, very powerful to do right before you go to sleep because you are in a transition into sleep. And it's a very simple technique. You can do it in a minute. So I'll just, simplify the technique for you. Focus on the third eye, go up to the top of the head and go into the infinite space. Keep going, passing many galaxies until you come to this causal plane. Beautiful rivers, beautiful nature, beautiful mountains. You see a palace of crystal, you enter the crystal palace, lay down on the bed made up of diamonds and rubies, and visualize whatever you want and drop it into the earth plane. What is the secret of the causal plane? Here, cause and effect are merged together. There is no division, there is no duality here, there is no time, there is no space. Whatever you think will become the object, whatever you think will become the reality. So, this is something I wanted to share with you. In the mystery school, you are going to learn a lot of advanced techniques. This is just one of the techniques to get you started experimenting with the causal plane and instant manifestation.
And thank you, Kakidas. Very powerful techniques. And everyone, we have one final guest, and that's our Mystery School hostess, Gina. She's going to tell you about the program components of Mystery School, a comprehensive support system of a very active community, ongoing trainings, and Vedic technologies that are performed for you in India for total life transformation. And welcome, Gina.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. So let's take a look at how Dr. Pillai's Golden Age Mystery School can help you live in that field of the now, not just occasionally, but every single day. All transformation starts with some level of support. You received that today from Dr. Pillai, but if you want to continue that, let's say over the course of 6 months, which is what Mystery School will be, you'll also need ongoing support, not just from Dr. Pillai, but from your community and energetic ceremonies that get performed on your behalf. So let's go through the components real quickly. First and foremost, monthly live initiations with Dr. Pillai. He will activate your higher intelligence across six transformational domains: instant time shifts, quantum mind reset, word as creation technology, how to create with your word, light body activation, divine ego upgrade, and cities, city powers for the now. So that is every month with Dr. Pillai, live initiations. The next component is your personal energetic support. And that includes ritual, Vedic rituals that are performed on your behalf in India by specialists. You'll also receive prayers done for you by a very powerful siddha appointed by Dr. Pillai. You'll receive energized sacred ash, vibhuti, that you can use and apply to yourself daily. There'll be an individual mini fire lab. There'll also be a blessing board, one of my favorite things, where you send in your photo, we put it on a board, and Dr. Pillai looks at your form, your face, and sends you blessings. The next set of components is the mystical coaching and group meditations. You'll receive a private email consultation with Dr. Pillai if you're in the premier level. You'll receive a weekly group mastery workshops for your spiritual and material momentum with Pillai Center teachers. You'll receive a personal message from the goddess through channeled reading with Angali Siddhar. You'll also receive elite astrology to determine the chart of the now. So no longer in your old birth chart, but creating a chart of this moment. And of course, there's the global community where you get to interact, connect, create support for your daily communication. These wonderful groups are a way to stay connected. We also have several community meditations that happen during the week. So whether you are a spiritual seeker, a professional, a creative, an entrepreneur, or all of the above, if you're ready to move out of the effort that we've seen in the Kali Yuga and move into your highest timeline of the now in the new age, then Mystery School is right for you. If you're feeling this calling for participating and being with Dr. Pillai and his energy for the next 6 months, then you might be one of the pioneers of ushering in the golden age. So the program starts on October 5th, but if you enroll before that, if you enroll now through September 14th, you'll receive some additional blessings and bonuses. And they are a session with Dr. Pillai on September 14th, which is a live initiation. There'll be a live interactive new moon fire lab on September 21st, a mastery session with Pillai Center teacher on September 28th. And if you are interested in learning more about this program, please click the link in chat and or below this video to find out more.
Okay, and thank you so much, Gina. So everyone, thank you for joining us on this profound journey. We look forward to the next step into our workshop next week on Creating from the Now, where Dr. Pillai will shift us into identity as creator, as the master of the quantum now. And from today, I just want to suggest that you can take forward a very simple and precise practice. Whenever you think a thought, feel that it's already manifesting. And you have to really feel that. And you can even say to yourself, I am already the perfect weight. I am already abundant. I already have beautiful love relationships in my life. Whatever it is, when you think the thought and think it from the pineal gland at the third eye, feel that it's already happened. And then that will take you into that quantum field where you remain in the reality, which is real, not this reality that we call, that we experience now, which is illusion, but the reality is all things exist now. Once we step into the quantum now, then we can meet up with that beautiful reality in the divine field of the now. So stay there. You already are what you desire. And in closing, I'd like to share a final video glimpse with you of the beautiful living laboratory of Mystery School so that you can truly have the feeling of the sacred space where you embrace all the infinite possibilities which are available to you in the quantum now.
In the golden age, time bends. Manifestation is instant. Consciousness creates reality. Welcome to the Golden Age Mystery School, a portal to train your mind, energy, and identity, to live as a creator in the now. You'll master instant time shifts where outcome and intention merge, quantum mind reset to dissolve karmic delays, word as technology, speak reality into form, light body activation, magnetize your best future, divine ego upgrade, awaken your higher I. Siddhis for now, intuition, insight, instant creation, all through an ancient Siddha science backed by modern consciousness research. This is not a course, it's a system to rewire your reality, to live the Satya Yuga now. The Golden Age Mystery School. Your time is not someday, it's now.